a place far away from it all. Where the air you breathe is soft and clean, children play with the green. Where the sounds of guns never power your dreams.
Hi, Master. How are you, Master? I'm okay. Not too busy. No, it's okay. We can talk. Yes, please, Master. Master, I have some things that I would really like to report. There is some good news. Firstly, Lady Susan Hussey has come into the royal fold and is seen with King Charles III and Princess Anne at a church service.
She came back into the royal household.
Yes. It seems like that.
Well, that's what she deserves.
Yes.
It should be done to her. She can be maybe most, especially when you don't always deal with, you know, unusual situations and unusual people.
Yeah, that's right.
Fabulous people.
True.
Okay, so I'm glad. This is a good news. That's very fair and very, very just. Yeah?
Yes, Master.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, me too.
I don't know her. To be honest, I never heard of her before.
Same.
I'm so ignorant about royal business and activities. They have their work, I have my work. We all busy. There's no need to do research about what they're doing, because I know they're doing okay, you know, as far as human ability or concern, you know?
Yes, yes, Master.
Okay, I'm glad. I'm glad for the royal household, because she has been so loyal and good and serving the royal family, and you can say also the country, for so long, many decades, voluntarily.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, unconditionally.
Yeah, and tirelessly. So it's really good.
Yeah, so that's good news.
More good news?
Unfortunately, not more good news. There is some not so good news.
Maybe you should read more, you know?
Yes, I would like to see more. Some not good news. North Korea say it stands with Russia against NATO's brutal threat. North Korea even blamed the US for the crisis in Ukraine, saying that the West forced Russia to take military action in Ukraine to protect itself.
What did the West do? How did they do it? We never heard anything like that.
Yeah.
We never heard anything like that. Just the first thing I heard about Ukraine is Crimea.
Yes.
Crimea had been taken away by Russia. That's the only time I heard. Yeah. And then they said that, okay, the people there wanted to be with Russia because of money.
Yeah.
Russia gives money and Ukraine... It's not as rich. That's what I heard. And I was thinking, oh, you know, people like it. And Ukraine people are all okay with it. Ukraine government okay with it. And it's fine, you know? And then it's like a forced annexation. Yeah. But anyway,
yes.
I have not been involved in any of this worldly stuff. It just passed by. It's just now recently that they have been doing more and more, you know, aggressive military actions.
Yes, that's right.
Military operations in Ukraine, and then the whole world was alarmed, and that's how I came to know also, by the way, because I was looking for something else, and by the way, this news came out together, you know.
Yes.
You know, I look for animal people. Animal news, cute animal photos, animal stories, stuff like that. And I look for inspiration, looking for things that could inspire the people to make shows for the world to see. So, by the way, this war in Ukraine, invasion by Russia, just came together with them. You can't just ignore it. And that's how I keep knowing more and more and more.
All right, yes, Master.
It doesn't seem fair. The West is not... brutal. Russia is a brutal one.
Absolutely.
Russia started it all. Yeah.
That's right. Absolutely.
And even if the West did something, to Russia or poor. Russia has nothing to do with the poor, place and humble farming population of Ukraine.
Yes, exactly.
Look at the tens of millions of them who have run away. If they were really an aggressive country, they would have prepared, done something more, or invaded their neighbor. Nothing, they never did anything.
That's true. Yes.
They were not even in NATO, not even in the European Union.
Right.
So what does Ukraine have to do with the West, even if the West has any brutal tendency? But no, the West, like America, has just been helping Ukraine. It's like responsive kind of counteracting the Russian invasion as well.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah.
So if the West did not have Ukraine, then should North Korea be happy to see that Russia's coming and just killing children, women, raping everybody, and then bombing and destroying every city like that? And the West should just fold their hands and watch, you know, stand by and look on? Would North Korea be happy to see that? Would North Korea, for example, be happy to experience that kind of thing for themselves?
No.
If Russia comes and invades North Korea and rapes their women and children like that, would they be happy then? And the West will just stand by and do nothing to help North Korea then? Would they be happy?
I don't think so.
It's not logical to
no.
say. No.
Not at all.
I don't see any logic. I don't think it's the leader of North Korea who say that. There's one or two underlings who just like to make noise. If they want to express their opinion, they should think logically.
They should do more research, okay, about the situation and about the events that they want to voice their opinion about. Don't just say things without any logic or reason. Then, you know, other people will laugh at you thinking you're ignorant. And maybe stupid.
Yeah, exactly, Marcy.
Or maybe they just want to make noise, just to catch attention for their own personal ego satisfaction. Yeah, just too bad, too bad. All these decades, the West did nothing to North Korea, for example.
Yes, that's right.
So it's better they just keep peace, no? Between
yeah.
our nations. It's better that they should tell Russia to go home, to preserve at least the concept and the reputation of the so-called communism in other communist countries, including North Korea.
They should, yes.
That's my humble opinion. Of course, they might not like it, but the truth is the truth.
Thank you for sharing that, always.
If I can't speak the truth, then what am I here for, huh?
That's true, Master. Thank you.
Are you happy with that?
I am. Thank you, Master.
I hope you agree with me.
I do, definitely. It's not logical.
Anything, yes.
What they're saying or who they're accusing. It's just
unbelievable. It is the Russians who are brutal.
Yes, that's very clear.
The way they started the war, the way they burn all the cities and destroy all the energy centers and buildings and let the Ukrainian people freeze like that, including children, babies, infants, elderly. That's brutal, okay?
Yes. It is, Master.
Yeah, just attacking all kinds of civilians.
Yes.
And killing them at random like that and forcing people to flee their homes. And now we have less and less food because of that.
Yes.
Because they can't do their farming. They can't even, you know, take care of their harvested products and all that stuff. And landmines in their fields, and they cannot even farm in safety, even if they wanted to risk their lives to do their farming.
Yeah. Oh, dear.
So this is not the Ukraine alone that is affected. Ukraine is affected physically, brutally by Russia. But the whole world is in trouble, in turmoil because of Russia's war.
Yes, that's true, Master.
Yeah. Food shortages and the spiking price of staple foods.
Yes.
And the survival of all the countries is at stake, is endangered. Prices are skyrocketing. Many people can't even afford food. If they warm their house, they cannot eat. If they eat, they cannot warm their house because all this gas and oil and all kinds of energy elements are short because of the war in Ukraine. It affects the whole world. That's not fair. That's brutal.
Exactly.
Directly or indirectly affecting people. whether killing people with missiles, guns, or knives, or raping them to death, or burying them alive, or pulling their teeth out until they die, or pulling their nails, or all kinds of this torturing that's photographed and reported on the news, whether that's brutal directly or brutally killing people by starving the world. We have enough problems with the pandemic that keeps going on and even more and more endangered. Even the North Korean capital shut down also because of a new strange sickness, but that's the pandemic. It doesn't matter if this is the COVID-19 pandemic or not. It is that North Korean people are suffering with this strange disease.
Yes, yes, exactly.
Yeah. So the karma is instant, actually, anywhere, mostly. Not always, but nowadays it seems like instant karma.
Ah, yes.
Terrible. I think North Korea should just keep peace with all its neighbors. If they cannot help to bring peace or to negotiate peace for Ukraine or any other poor country victimized by Russia, then they should just keep quiet and peaceful.
Agree, definitely, they should.
No more inciting a war and hatred and making excuses for the brutal aggressor to exercise more power, more atrocities on the weak and poor countries like Ukraine. Ukraine.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, just put the word Ukraine everywhere. I like that.
Ukraine, yes.
Ukraine, just to help them.
Yes.
I hope at least through our good wishes that they can reign their own country.
Yes, very good.
And no other country will come in and mess up killing their people, stealing their food, stealing their children, raping their women and infants. That is not even war. That's evil.
Yes, Master, that is, absolutely.
In society, for example, in North Korea, if somebody rapes somebody there, oh, he will die immediately. The leader, Kim Jong-un, would never let that man live.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, so it's the same with Russia doing that in Ukraine.
Exactly.
That is beyond brutality, beyond atrocity. It's evil. Evil, outright. Pure evil. So I don't agree with North Korea, who blames the West and sides with Russia. No, no, no.
That's right.
Is that all the bad news you have?
Master, people are still worried that China will invade Taiwan in the future. Can you please share your thoughts?
Things seem to calm down now. And I trust that President Xi Jinping will not want to make any war at all for any reason. But it still could be likely. It depends on the karma of the Taiwanese people. If they don't change more, or the Chinese people might have some economic setback, then they might use Taiwan as an excuse to blur it out.
Wow.
Or the karma of Taiwan is big enough for that to happen.
Wow.
But heaven told me that if China ever invades Taiwan, then China will lose. I say, huh? How can they lose? China is big, Taiwan is small. How can they lose?
Wow.
They say, because America will not let China invade Taiwan. And America will win, not China.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
what happened to me. CSIS conducted 24 war game iterations of a Chinese invasion of Taiwan. The good news is that Chinese forces were unable to conquer the island and Taiwan endured as an autonomous democracy. However, the costs were sobering. Bases on Guam were devastated. The Taiwanese economy suffered extensive damage. Japan was often dragged into the war and its bases attacked. China also took terrible losses, often including more than 100 warships and tens of thousands of soldiers killed, wounded, or captured. The terrifying possibility of nuclear escalation also looms over any war involving two nuclear powers. The costs and risks for both sides strongly argue for avoiding war.
I hope nobody wins.
Yes, Master.
I really hate to talk about this, but since it has to be told, I told you.
Thank you, Master.
Did I answer you now?
Yes, you did. Thank you, Master.
I just hope nothing happens between China and Taiwan. I don't hope for America to win in the war with China. concerning Taiwan. I wish nobody wins anything except to live with each other in peace and to pray to God for forgiveness and to turn vegan so that this world will be a paradise for all of them to enjoy, for their children, great-great-grandchildren, future generations. Because this world is very pleasant to live in already. It's very good.
Have you ever dreamed of a place far away from it all? Where the air you breathe is soft and clean, children play with the dream. Where the sounds of guns never bow your dreams.